Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, IDF soldiers continue to conduct operational activity in the security zone in southern Lebanon, where they located weapons facilities containing launchers, machine guns, explosive devices, missiles, and additional weapons belonging to Hezbollah. The soldiers dismantled the facilities and weapons found inside, which were intended to be used against IDF soldiers and Israeli civilians. While in the security zone, they also identified and eliminated three armed Hezbollah terrorists who were carrying combat equipment to threaten forces operating near the area. While combat continues, the IDF soldiers had the opportunity to watch some FIFA World Cup soccer games while sitting in a tunnel in the Beaufort Castle.
Wow, I'm glad to hear they were able to get some R&R in the midst of fighting. Anything else on the war?
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Netanyahu and Ministers Golan and Ben-Gvir, approximately 364.5 million shekels, that's almost 170 million Canadian dollars, folks, will be allotted to the Shin Bet, which is Israel's official security agency, for the establishment of a specialized unit to combat weapons smuggling and trafficking and to strengthen intelligence and operational capabilities. Prime Minister Netanyahu also delivered some warnings to the Iranian leadership during his address at the Negev conference in Dimona and also spoke on the progress in Lebanon, stating that Hezbollah only retains 7 to 8% of the missiles they possessed at the start of the war.
What an accomplishment in diminishing Hezbollah's missile stock. Was there anything happening in the south?
Yes, Stephen. The dismantling of Hamas continues. Every tunnel destroyed, including a 2-kilometer tunnel this week in northern Gaza, is a step closer to ensuring the October 7th can never happen again. The IDF eliminated a Hamas commander who led the horrific massacre at the Reim base on October 7th, a small Israeli community that became the site of unimaginable horror and of incredible heroism when Israeli police, joined by off-duty IDF officers, fought 100 terrorists. Lives were lost tragically. Meanwhile, this week, Iran shoots missiles at the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan all at once.
Wow, so much happening in the Middle East. Is there anything else, Suzanne, before you give us some key prayer points?
A few interesting tidbits to share, Stephen. 40 new pilots have officially joined the Israeli Air Force after graduating from one of the world's toughest fight academies. Congratulations to Israel's newest defenders of the skies. Mazel tov. Remember the 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes that happened in Venezuela on June 24th? Well, the people of Venezuela were singing Am Israel Hai to welcome the Israeli rescue delegation arriving to help them after the disaster. Israel is always one of the first countries, Stephen, to send aid and save lives around the world. Finally, former hostage Yarden Bibas joined U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee to plant trees in memory of his wife, Cherie, and their two young red-headed sons, Ariel and Kafar, who were murdered while held captive by Hamas. May their memory be a blessing, and may the trees stand as a lasting reminder that life will always triumph over terror. With that, Stephen, we turn our attention to some strategic prayer points. Complete dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and the south, as well as central protecting Israelis and IDF from missiles, drones, and terrorist infiltrations. Progress with a permanent ceasefire with Lebanon and Iran. Comfort for hurting and wounded. Peace in the entire Middle East as Iran attacks many nations. Canadians having courage to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout our nation. And declare Psalm 71 over Israel, especially verse 19. Your righteousness also, O God, is very high, reaching to the heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you, or who is your equal? Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says, "The eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel." Since His eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we both say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.